Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We are so happy you are here, and today we're diving into a topic that is absolutely crucial for all of you pre-PAs out there, and that is supplemental essays for your PA school applications. So supplemental essays are essays that are school-specific. Your personal statement, your COVID essay, and your new life experiences essay, that goes to every school that you apply to. But supplemental essays are different. Those are school-specific, meaning that the schools that ask these supplemental essays, your answers only go to those programs. And these are super, super important to do well in. Schools do not ask these questions for no reason. If they are asking you to write an essay, they have to read it, which means that whatever they're asking is super important to them. So you really need to take the time, the effort, the energy to really craft exceptional PA school supplemental essays. They can be daunting and they can be overwhelming and cumbersome because the schools that do have supplemental essays can have one supplemental essay or they can have 6 or 7 supplemental essays. They could be anywhere from 250 character limit to 9,999 word character limit. So they are all over the place as far as what kind of questions you could be asked and the quantity of the response that they're asking for. And this can be really overwhelming because if you think about it, if you're applying to the average of 10 to 15 schools, if half of those schools or the majority of those schools have supplemental essays, that can be super time consuming, right? I mean, think how long it took you to write your personal statement. These are just as important because you know that the faculty member who is reviewing your application are reading these essays, they're taking it into account when they're weighing whether or not to invite you for an interview. So it's really, really important that these stand out. So if you add up all the time for all the supplemental essays, that can really stack up. It can really add up and add to the time it takes you to submit to that particular PA school. So today we want to talk about some common supplemental essay questions, along with some tips on how to craft responses that truly stand out and catch the attention of the PA schools that you're applying to. And before we dive into the top 5 supplemental essay questions and what to expect, how to answer them strongly, do know that you do not need to reinvent the wheel. A lot of programs end up asking basically the same question. You can absolutely recycle and reuse your essay answer. Just tweak it just a bit so it matches the verbiage of the program and their mission and their values. Obviously, change the school name because these are school specific, and that would be super embarrassing if you sent school B your supplemental essay for school A, and it has school A's name somewhere in that essay. So again, make sure you tailor it to the specific school, but do not feel like you have to reinvent the wheel and go back to square one. If the essay questions are basically the same, you can absolutely rinse and reuse. All right, so top five supplemental essay questions. Number one, why are you interested in attending our PA program? This question is a staple in the majority of PA schools that are out there that have supplemental essays. Schools want to know why you've chosen them and how serious you are about becoming a part of their cohort. So a few tips for a strong answer. You need to do your research. You need to take the time to dive into the specifics of the program. Show them that you are invested in their program by investing the time to research them, to know exactly what they stand for, what their mission is, their values are, their curriculum, any unique courses, faculty members, clinical opportunities, or aspects of their curriculum that align with your career goals, your vision, your mission and values. So for example, if the program has a strong focus on rural health and that's a passion of yours, highlight that. So you could say something like, I'm drawn to your program's emphasis on rural healthcare, especially the Rural Health Initiative or whatever it's called. Having grown up in a rural community, or if you've worked in a rural community, you could say that. Having grown up in a rural community, I've seen firsthand the disparities in healthcare access. Your program's commitment to addressing these issues resonates deeply with my career aspirations. So it's really smart to do it in this way, because one, you are highlighting the fact that your values align with their values. You stand for what they stand for. And you're also highlighting something unique about you. So either growing up in a rural community, or if you've even worked in patient care or in a clinical setting in a rural community, that's a great way to highlight the strength because you're doing it on the DL. So you're answering the question while also presenting a opportunity to say, hey, yeah, I've also have this incredible patient care experience, which was in a rural community, and then wrapping it back to answering the question. Another tip for a strong answer to why are you interested in attending our PA program is to connect your goals. So just like we just talked about, explain how their program supports your long-term career goals as a PA. Discuss how their resources, if they have state-of-the-art simulation labs, or maybe they have a cadaver lab or research opportunities or international rotations, etc., will help you achieve your aspirations. So something like your state-of-the-art simulation labs are unparalleled. I believe that hands-on experience with this cutting-edge technology will prepare me to handle real-world medical challenges efficiently. And then maybe even back that up with an example of how you have done this either in past coursework, or maybe you work at a hospital that is world-renowned, such as Mayo or Vanderbilt or something like that, where you can back this up and really connect it. Finally, for this question, don't forget about a personal connection. So if you've interacted with alumni or current students, this is a great place to mention it. Their insights can really provide a unique perspective on the program. And if you have that type of connection, this question is a fun place to throw that in. So you could say something like, after speaking with several of your alumni, including the PA that I shadowed in EMT and then their name, I was impressed and blown away by how supportive and collaborative the culture sounds after this person explained it to you. And then go on to say that their experiences reinforced your belief that this program is the best fit for you and the ideal environment for your growth into becoming a PA. Question number two, describe a challenging situation you faced and how you solved it. So admissions committees love this question, both in supplemental essays and your interview. So you need to make sure you have an answer for it. This demonstrates your problem-solving skills, your conflict resolution, your resilience, your maturity, all things that are really crucial for being a PA student and a PA. So a few tips for a strong answer on this one. Give a specific scenario. So if they're asking you about a situation, then you need to give a specific situation. We see so many supplemental essays during editing that have such generalized answer to this question, and that's not what they're looking for. If they ask you about a specific situation, you need to provide one that you've actually been through. So the key is to being specific and not being general with this answer. So choose a situation that explains whatever it is that they're asking. So for this one, describe a challenging situation you faced and how you resolved it. Maybe that's a difficult patient interaction you had, a complex project or a personal challenge, a conflict at work, make sure it's relevant again to what they're specifically asking. So you could say something like, during my internship at XYZ Hospital, I encountered a coworker who was not being professional with patients. This situation required professional and immediate but delicate handling, and then what you did to overcome it. So it's really important that whatever challenging situation you put in your answer for this one, that you wrap it back to how you overcame it, and that it comes down to professionalism. One of the cornerstones and pillars of the PA profession is professionalism. And so they're really looking to see how well you play with others in this question, and if you can handle conflict in a professional manner, and your maturity. Another tip for this is to focus on the action part of the situation. So clearly outline the steps you took to overcome the challenge. Highlight your critical thinking skills, your decision making, your maturity. You could say something like, I professionally communicated with the coworker to understand their perspective, their concerns. I collaborated with my supervisor to come up with a plan of action for this, and then followed up regularly or made sure to ensure compliance or whatever it is that actually wraps it back to how the situation was handled. So tie it up, wrap it up with a bow, and show them how you overcame it. Remember, that's the second part of the question. So usually in these supplemental questions, they're asking you about a challenging situation or some sort of situation and then how you resolved it. So don't leave them hanging. Make sure you actually answer the question. And there's two parts to that question, right? It's the actual situation and then it's see how you overcame it. So make sure you answer every part of supplemental essay questions. And it is not uncommon for these supplemental essay questions to be multifold. Some of them have two or more components. Some have many more components. So just make sure that you are going through your answers and each answer is clearly answering what the program is asking you. Final tip on this one is to discuss what you've learned and how it has prepared you. So if it's a challenging situation, then maybe the experience taught you the importance of compassion or empathy or how to adapt quickly or how to work in a fast-paced environment or how to appreciate diversity, or it reinforced your commitment to providing patient-centered care and prepared you for diverse challenges in the future. Whatever it is, this is a great way to highlight the soft skills that you've learned in different situations. All right, question number three, how have you demonstrated leadership in your experiences? So leadership is a huge deal to PA schools. It's not about titles, it's about the impact that you make. It's about your heart for leading and serving others. So think about times when you've guided others, when you've taken initiative or facilitated any sort of improvements anywhere. It could be your patient care. It could be in a leadership position. There's a thousand ways that you demonstrate leadership in your everyday life that you probably aren't thinking of. So even if you don't have an actual leadership position or you've never had a leadership position, that's okay. Think about times when you have led others and when you served as a mentor. So tips for a strong answer to this supplemental essay question. First, go beyond just titles. Discuss the roles where you actually influenced outcomes or you motivated others, even if you didn't have a formal leadership title. So for example, if you were a volunteer coordinator, or if you taught or led a specific group in undergrad, or if you helped out by organizing at health fairs for underserved communities, all of these are ways you can demonstrate leadership. Another tip for this is to give diverse examples. So include different contexts, like not only volunteering, but what about work settings? Were you a lead MA or were you or head scribe? What about any academic projects, right? So you do 100 different group projects in undergraduate. This is a great example of leadership if you led your group. So for example, you could say something like, in my role as a lab assistant, I spearheaded a project to streamline our data collection, which improved efficiency and yada, yada. Also, don't forget about being impact focused in your essay answer. So if you can really quantify the impact that you made and explain how those experiences help to perfect and hone your leadership skills. So for example, you could say something like, under my leadership, the health fairs reached over 500 community members. I was able to facilitate providing essential health screenings and patient education. And this experience taught me how to lead with compassion, enhanced my public speaking skills, my ability to coordinate and collaborate with community partners, and so on. Common question number 4. What is your understanding of the role of a physician assistant and why do you want to be one? So it kind of feels like you've already answered this in your personal statement that goes out to every single school and that you literally probably spent hours and hours crafting and editing and revising and developing, but it is not uncommon for PA schools to ask this as a supplemental essay. This is your chance to show that you understand what the job entails and why you're passionate about it again. So tips for a strong answer for this question, so it doesn't feel repetitive to your personal statement, and ways that you may be able to twist it just a bit to add a different perspective than what you included in your personal statement. So 1, have an informed perspective. Talk about your shadowing experiences. Show programs that you have been exposed to the PA profession. You know what you're getting yourself into. You know what the daily roles and responsibilities are. You've interacted with PAs. You've done your research into the profession. You could say something like, through my shadowing experiences, I've seen PAs provide comprehensive care. They collaborate seamlessly with physicians and nurses and different healthcare providers and offer a unique blend of medical expertise and patient empathy or compassion or whatever it is that you've actually seen. And you can dive into this a bit more than you might have been able to do in your personal statement. Another tip to answer this is personal motivation. Link your personal healthcare philosophy with the versatile and collaborative role of a PA. So you could say something like, I'm drawn to the PA role because it allows for both autonomy in patient care and I'm able to collaborate within a healthcare team. This balance aligns perfectly with my passion for holistic patient care, something along those lines. And don't forget that you probably have 100 reasons why you want to be a PA, and your personal statement should be about your deepest 2 to 3 reasons why you want to be a PA. So for this one in your supplemental essays, you can either dive deeper into one particular aspect that you're super passionate about, or even use this as an opportunity to talk about another reason why you want to be a PA, and maybe one that specifically aligns with that particular program's mission and values that are unique individual to them. Lastly, for this answer, you can talk about your future vision, which you might not have been able to do in your personal statement or anywhere else in your essay. So you can discuss how you see yourself making a difference in the field and in patients' lives as a PA. So maybe something like, I envision myself working in primary care or in rural medicine or with underserved populations, or maybe you have a passion for infectious disease or a geriatric population. I am eager to focus on preventative medicine and health education to empower patients and managing their own health. So all of these would be great examples of what to write about in the supplemental essay, so it doesn't feel like you're just saying the same exact thing that you said in your personal statement. Last common question for supplemental essays, question number 5, how will you contribute to the diversity of our program? This is a really common question that PA programs ask. So diversity isn't just about demographics. It's about your experiences, your perspectives, what you've lived through, skills that you have that make you you. So tips for a strong answer on this one. So this is a broad definition, right? So you can take diversity a million different ways, right? So it's not necessarily just about your demographics, but it could be about your unique experiences and your background, your skills, your perspectives, and how they will add to the richness of diversity in a program and as a PA. So you could say something like, as a first generation college student, I bring a unique perspective on the challenges faced by students who are new to the educational system. You may also be diverse in your patient care background. Maybe you have worked as an MA and a CNA and an EMT. Maybe you have diversity in your shadowing experiences and you have shadowed in a variety of different specialties, from infectious disease to geriatrics to, I don't know why those two keep coming up, but those are just examples. So primary care, pediatrics, oncology. Maybe you are diverse in your experiences. So maybe you have held leadership. You've also held teaching. You also have patient care. You also hold these different volunteer roles. So don't pigeonhole diversity into just demographics, because it's so much more than that. And all of those things come together to make a really well-rounded cohort and contribute to the uniqueness of a program. Another tip for this answer is to use personal stories, so anecdotes, to illustrate how your diversity has played a role in your decisions, your relationships, or in just understanding the healthcare system in general and patient care. So you could say something like, growing up in a bilingual household, I've seen the barriers that language can create. My experience has driven me to become fluent in Spanish to better serve diverse patient populations. Or maybe you've been on mission trips. Or maybe you've worked with a specific patient population that's underserved, such as Feeding the Homeless or Habitat for Humanity or some sort of population of people that lack access to basic necessities and resources. And lastly, for this question, make sure you detail how you plan to actively contribute to the community and to support your peers in the program. So you could say something about how you love to collaborate and you are excited about learning about the different perspectives of others in your cohort, that you value and appreciate and want to promote diversity by acknowledging and learning about other people's backgrounds and lived experiences. So you could say something like, I value cultural competence and am eager to continue growing in this by understanding my peers, their backgrounds, their perspectives, and also learn from diverse patients as well to address their needs or something along those lines. So there you have it. Writing outstanding supplemental essays does require some reflection. It really requires a clear understanding of what the admissions committees are actually asking and looking for. It requires you to be pretty authentic and to dig deep into some of the experiences you've had. Each of your answers should really offer a glimpse into who you are as a candidate, as a pre-PA, your background, your experiences, how you think, and why you'd make a fantastic addition to their PA program. So thank you so much for listening. We are so excited for you and for all that's heading your way. If you need additional help with your supplemental essays, we have supplemental essay editing that we will link in the episode notes. Keep up the amazing work. Again, we're so excited for you. We're so proud of all the hard work you're putting into getting into PA school. It is a huge endeavor. So keep up the great work. Way to go on all that you are doing, and we will catch you at the next episode.